Yo, what up, it's 1615 Media Group, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson, and this message is going to be discussing confidence. You know, confidence, the difference between confidence and arrogance, humility. But we're going to be discussing confidence in this specific segment, and I just want you guys to wrap your head around what God expects of us. So if you've got your Bibles with you, you can turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 35. Before we begin this, I just want to give a huge shout out to the Tino Cacino radio show. For those of y'all who have been listening to the previous podcast, I was able to be syndicated on the Tino Cacino radio show nationwide, which is in 45 plus cities. And today we debuted in Amarillo, Texas, as well as Las Vegas, Nevada. In Amarillo, it's the night show, and in Las Vegas it's going to be the morning show. And you know, we're still on in Phoenix, Dallas, Lubbock, Texas. So for all you guys in the country who have been tuning in, thank you so much. Phoenix, Arizona, big shout out to you guys. We are going to hit this message real quick. Now, today I sent out a mass email to some of my colleagues and the individuals that I work with on a professional level. And one of the things that I really appreciate about God is he's a God of balance. He has a weird way of requesting things from us because it can be quite discombobulating at moments. We think that we have it figured out, but we don't, right? He'll tell you things like eat, but don't get full, drink, but don't get drunk. It's a very fair balance in the way that he requests things. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, it says, "So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you need endurance so that after you have done God's will, you may receive what was promised." I'm going to read that again. It says, "Don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you need endurance so that after you've done God's will, you may receive what was promised." Now, here's what's crazy. How is it that he's telling us not to throw away our confidence when he asks us to be humble? You see, this is where people get confidence and humility mixed up, because they say, "Well, I'm confident." No, sir, you're arrogant. We didn't say brag about yourself. We didn't say walk around like you're all that. We simply said to be confident in who it is that God made you. How can you actually pray a prayer to God and not be confident in the fact that he is your God? It takes confidence to talk to God. You see, you can't be insecure with your prayer. Not even your wife likes an insecure husband. So what makes you think God likes an insecure, Lord help me. What makes you think that you being insecure is attractive? Insecurity is a curse of hell. It's a tactic used by Satan to destroy your own self. If you're insecure in life, you don't get jobs. If you're insecure in life, your wife, your husband doesn't like you. See, men can put up with their woman thinking that they're fat all the time, but after a while it begins to sound like a broken record. Listen, I just feel so fat in these clothes. If you really feel that fat, please do something about it. Please get up and go to the gym. We can work on this together, but I can't sit here for years listening to the same lullaby. And the same thing goes for fellas. You know, we know that you're not rich and you don't make a lot of money, but your wife doesn't want to hear you cry about it all the time. There's a certain thing that confidence will do for marriages. It'll do for your job. We're talking about huge promotions whenever you have a certain confidence about yourself. See, a team leader at a job has to be confident, but not arrogant. We don't care about your credentials if you're not a man of the people. See, you can have all the credentials in the world but not understand people. Sometimes you've placed yourself in positions that God didn't place you in, so you start to feel like you have it all together just because you have a title. You'll be demoted within the blink of an eye if you don't understand people. God understands people. He's in the people business. This is why he sent his son to serve us. This is why Christ, he had so much confidence in who he was. That's why sometimes he would touch people and heal them. That's why he healed the woman with the issue of blood. That's why he healed the man who was blind. That's why he rose Lazarus from the dead. Because sometimes he wanted to show people, like, listen, do you know who you're dealing with? Do you know who it is that I come from? Do you know who I am? That's confidence. Humility is him coming in on a donkey. God. Humility is him coming in on a donkey and saying, I don't want to be rich. Humility is when Satan was in his face telling him that he could have this whole world. And Christ denied him of that and served us, washed our feet. That's humility. See, when you're a man of the people like Jesus, but you're confident like Jesus, you can be a savior like Jesus. Not a savior of eternal damnation, but a savior of the people around you. You can bring people to Christ. You can get that promotion. You can show people that God is real. You can save someone's life by your leadership skills. But it takes you understanding what confidence is. And like the Bible says, it says, don't throw away your confidence. Why would God say such a thing? Why would he request that we don't throw away our confidence? Because insecurity is a characteristic of the devil. You cannot grow with insecurity in your DNA. We all get insecure sometimes about life, about bills. We get insecure about our spouses. We get insecure. I'm sure there's parents out there who get insecure on if they're a good parent. Do your kids really respect you? You get insecure about that. I'm sure there's a stepdad out there who's like, man, I don't know if this stepson of mine is going to respect me. And they're probably feeling like it's going to tear up the relationship between him and his new wife. But let me tell you something. Don't throw away your confidence. At the end of the day, there's a great reward with your endurance. Keep your endurance in God and watch what happens to you. If you fight the good fight, there are things that will take place in your life that you didn't even expect. I remember when I first started hitting the gym, I was 120 pounds. I probably was the last person in high school to hit puberty. I didn't get my first armpit hair, and I don't know, man, I probably can say 20 years old. So I'm in the locker room with guys that had leg hair, arm hair, and I was bald as a newborn baby. I couldn't lift no weight. Most of the guys at that time were lifting a 45 plate. They were lifting a 45 plate and they were hitting it 10 times. I had literally like a 10 and a 5 on each side. But here's what's crazy though. God said the last will be first and the first shall be last. If you have the confidence, I would like to go back to some of those people, not to be arrogant, but I would like to go back to some of those people that were lifting that heavy weight when I was a kid, and I would like to work out with them today. Sometimes you don't know where God is taking you, but you have to be confident enough to fight the good fight. Ladies, if you really want to make your marriage work, be confident in yourself, believe in yourself. It's such an attractive quality to have when a man looks at his wife and thinks that she's beautiful. But also when he looks at his woman and he knows that she thinks that she's beautiful too. Fellas, if you're listening to this right now, things might not be going the way you want them to in the household, but you've got to keep that confidence. Sometimes a woman would rather be with a man with no money but has confidence than to be with a man who's rich and doesn't have any. This is why you see a lot of people in society that get cheated on and the people that they get cheated on with, you wonder why. Confidence goes a long way. Now, not all confidence is good confidence. You can be arrogant. You can think that you don't need God. That's arrogance. But a man who walks under God and knows that at any given moment, God can take everything that he owns and transform his life for the worst. That's a man who respects God. But he can also be confident enough to know who he is and who God called him to be. What purpose that he has in his life, he knows that. A man or woman who knows their purpose cannot be destroyed. That is confidence. You need endurance so that after you have done God's will, you may receive what is promised. I just want to pray for each and every person listening right now that doesn't know who they are. I want to pray for each and every person right now that has issues with their confidence. They have problems getting to know their self outside of everyone else. You know why some people hop from relationship to relationship? Lack of confidence. They don't even know who they are. I've told y'all before, I've got several friends. They break up with this person and 2 weeks later they're with this person because they can't stand the thought of being alone. So they just continue to hop from relationship to relationship. They don't care if it's unhealthy. They don't care if they're getting cheated on anymore. They just don't want to go home by themselves. They don't want to be alone. They don't realize that you can have someone that comes into your life if you be patient, and this person will pray with you. This person will study scripture with you. This person will take you out to eat and hold your hand. This person will protect you. This person will assist you. This person will build you, but you're in a hurry because you lack confidence, see? But if you can fight the good fight and just be patient, you can have endurance. Man, what is endurance? Endurance is the only way that your muscles grow. See, some people hit 10 reps and they're tired, so they rack the weight. But that person with endurance says, no, I'm going to get 5 more. That's what breaks your muscles down to build your muscles up. Your body, your soul is the same way. Your soul is the same way. Where's your endurance at? There's a reward when you have the confidence to fight continuously and never lose your faith. Listen, guys, I love you so much. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just make all those who are insecure confident in themselves. I pray that this podcast changed the mind of someone who has insecurities with their wife, with their job. Just remind them of the God that they serve. Remind them that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. We love you, God. We are the head and not the tail. In Christ's name we pray. Hey, y'all be blessed. It's 1615 Media.